Welcome to WFIU's Featured Classical Recordings podcast, where we highlight new releases and classic recordings currently airing on WFIU and online at WFIU.org. I'm David Wood. Gabriel Dupont was a very short-lived French composer, dying at the age of 36. He began his study at the Paris Conservatory at the age of 15 under the tutelage of the masters Massenet and Vidor. In his brief career, he penned three operas, some chamber music, and these 24 tracks recorded by Emil Naumov on Dupont, complete works for solo piano. The Capella Coliniensis was founded by West German Radio in Cologne in 1954 for the purpose of introducing historically informed performance of Baroque music to the listening public. Over the past 56 years, the ensemble has worked with conductors like William Christie and John Elliott Gardner, and they have performed music from a wide range of composers and periods. On this re-release, they present a selection of works by Baroque composer Johann Friedrich Fasch. Just in Time for St. Patrick's Day is a re-release of the 1998 recording by the Harp Consort, featuring music by the blind Irish harper Turlough O'Carillon. The harp is the central focus of the album, but with the addition of some Baroque instrumentation, it becomes an album for all music lovers. This live concert recording from the Austin, Texas-based Conspirare from October 2008 showcases one of the world's premier vocal ensembles and also exemplifies its director Craig Hella Johnson's notable skill at eclectic programming. He manages to successfully combine works from Lauridsen and Gibbons to arrangements of songs by Carly Simon and Annie Lennox. And the moment I can feel that E-Power Biggs recording of Bach's six trio sonatas has been re-released by Sony. Recorded by Biggs in 1966, the performances have been a staple of the Sony discography. These six sonatas are usually performed on organ, but they excellently accommodate the pedal harpsichord. Generally thought of as a practice instrument for organists, the pedal harpsichord becomes an ideal performing tool with E-Power Biggs at the keyboard. Yeah. You can find out how to purchase these classical CDs on our website, wfiu.org/arts. A portion of the proceeds go to benefit WFIU. And if you'd like to find out more from the world of early music, check out WFIU's Harmonia Early Music podcast, found at wfiu.org, on iTunes, and npr.org. For WFIU's Featured Classical Recordings podcast, I'm David Wood.